Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is the FCB Radio Network. Real talk worldwide. Online at FCBRadio.com.
Folks, and welcome. You're listening to The Todd Allen Show. I'm your host, Professor Econ Todd Allen, in studio with Khalid Namar. Khalid, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Just wondering what we're going to talk about.
Well, I think there's a lot that we can talk about.
That was a joke.
We're also in studio with Darvio.
Yeah, it's a slow news week, right, Khalid?
Yeah, exactly.
Darvio Kingpin Morrow, how you doing, sir?
Very pissed off, but I'm glad to be here.
Okay.
Now well, you sound like me.
Just wait until you hear what I have to say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we only have room for one angry old man on this show. So, Darvio, I mean, you. So why don't we just go ahead and get started and let you talk about what you are angry about, Darvio. So, take it away.
Okay. So, I am very pissed off. And it is concerning this election. Now, this is not coming. I'm not a MAGA hat wearing guy. You guys know that. When I have issues with the president, I address them. Anybody who's listened to this show knows this. But there are two things that I'm very angry about. I am very pissed off at the media.
No. And
Didn't I tell you, Khalid, you were going to enjoy this. But here is why. I am extremely, I accepted a long time ago that the media was biased, right? I accepted that a long time ago. But I am very, very angry at the media because the media has lied to the American people for months about the state of this election. And the reason why I am so angry about that is because we are now in a situation that regardless, first of all, we still don't know who won, which is crazy in and of itself. Second of all, we are in a situation that regardless of who wins, half of the country is not going to accept the outcome of the election, and that's bad for the country. And the reason why I blame the media, you cannot tell me. There was a Washington Post ABC News poll that came out the Sunday before the election saying that the president was down 17 points in Wisconsin and the vote is essentially tied. You can't tell me that that's just regular error. That's garbage. How can you still keep your job and get it that wrong? So you had half of the country believing it was going to be a blowout. And if the president happens to pull this off, and he has some legal cases pending, and some of them, I believe he has a case, and we'll talk about that later. But if he happens to pull this out, you are going to have half of the country believing that he stole the election because the media raised the expectations for that half of the country to an unrealistic level. We are a 50-50 country. This was never going to be a blowout. And that is all we've been hearing for the last 6 months. And it puts real people's lives in danger, real businesses in danger. We've already seen riots for other stuff this year. You can't tell, it is just so irresponsible. It is so irresponsible. And you can't possibly be that wrong on accident. Either you are the most incompetent person at your job that you have, that has ever existed on this planet, and you need to be a crossing guard somewhere, or your methodology was flawed because you don't understand the half of the country that you do not agree with. So I am pissed at the media.
Well, my question is, what's different this year than back in 2016? The same thing happened. Half the country believed that this was an illegitimate president, and you had the media that jumped on that bandwagon then as well.
The difference is this. When it happened in 2016, they said, "Oh, we've adjusted our methodology. We are getting more of an understanding of that half of the country. We're not going to make that mistake again." They spent all of this year telling everybody this time is different. And you know what, Todd? It was different. They were worse.
but one of the things that, you know, that bias does is it helps you believe your own BS.
Correct. And you, as you know, Todd, from being a professor, if you're doing data, garbage in, garbage out.
Well, and it depends on how you set up the experiment. They set the thing up in order to maintain their bias. That's the whole thing. This was not a scientific study.
You can't be that wrong on accident.
No, it's on purpose.
17 points.
It's on purpose.
17 points. It's absolutely, you can't be that wrong. I'll give you guys another example. In Maine, Susan Collins, the Republican in Maine, she did not lead in a single poll and won her seat by 9 points. How is that possible? Mm-hmm. How is that possible? You can't tell me that's a mistake. That's a polling error. That's not a polling error. Either you're incompetent or you're lying.
Well, and that goes not just for the media, but that goes for all the pollsters. So, I mean, they were all wrong.
Just completely. But here's the reason why I bring this up with the media is two reasons. One, a lot of these polls are done in collaboration with the media. So there, it's not an accident to me that the polls that are done with the collaboration of the media are more incorrect than the polls that are either done internally, because each campaign has their own polls and they spend a lot of money on making sure those polls are right, because they will lose a lot if they're wrong, even though the media tells us that the polls done by the candidates are the most unreliable ones and we should just throw those in the trash. So that's number one. But number two, those polls contribute to a narrative that the media repeats over and over and over again and hype people up to unrealistic expectations. They were telling the public that the House, that the Democratic majority in the House was going to get maybe another 10 or 15 seats. Well, as we stand today, we're not even sure. We're not even sure. The Republicans are threatening. It's probably not going to happen, but they're in the lead in enough seats to possibly take the majority. So how can you be? And here's the other thing. Not only are they wrong, but they're all wrong in the same direction.
Of course.
How was that an accident?
That's not
an accident.
That's bias. Yeah. Why don't you take a break?
We got 2 minutes left in this segment, so I'm gonna calm down for a minute because there's another thing that's pissing me off. But I want to hear what y'all got to say.
I want to hear Khalid. I know he only gave you 2 minutes, but we'll go into the next segment.
We got the whole show.
So what are your thoughts on the Darvio's rant?
Well, I'm over here smoking a cigarette after Darvio's rant against the This is the night he finally has morphed into me. I am so proud.
Right. Yeah. You did say one day, Darvio, you're going to listen to what I say. Right. And so now.
Let me wipe the tears away from my eyes for a second.
Right. Yeah. He kissed the ring the day, Garvey.
The media is not just biased. They're corrupt. They are looking intentionally to lie. There's plenty of evidence that they lie intentionally and that they are corrupt, that they put out a narrative. They've discussed this in private emails. They have an agenda. They have been trying. They've been openly rooting for one side for a while now. Now the cat, which was never really in the bag, is officially out of the bag.
Yeah.
And I never paid attention to polls because I thought it was just all media junk food. They have to feed people something. So they feed you polls, particularly with the presidency. They say Hillary had a 96% chance of winning. How did that turn out? These people, I don't know where they get this stuff from, but they feed people junk food. And you have people who feed off of this and they go out and they act out based on what they think they know. They go out and they burn down things. They tear down statues based on what they think they know. And one more thing, because while we hear all this talk about the Electoral College, it's amazing how civically challenged people are. Let me explain something to all the
Khalid, hold that thought, because we need to delve into that. We about to go to break. Hold that thought. Let's get to that when we come back, Todd, if you don't mind.
All right.
Well, thank you. You're listening to the Todd Allen Show. We'll be right back.
The Todd Allen Show.
Do you feel like everyone is yelling at each other, but no one is listening to each other or themselves? I'm Kira Davis, host of Just Listen to Yourself, a weekly exercise in critical thinking and drawing our talking points all the way out to their logical conclusions. Because I believe when we take the time to examine our own talking points, we can realize we're not always saying what we think we're saying. Download Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did Paul Revere really say the British are coming? And how was George Washington chosen to lead the first American army? Join us for the Growing Patriot podcast, a place for curious kids to ask the big questions about our nation's history and get kid-friendly answers from the country's top experts. Help your child learn about and cherish America's exceptional history. Subscribe to Growing Patriots on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts today.
The Todd Allen Show.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to The Todd Allen Show, a very special segment of The Todd Allen Show, where we've actually had so far Darvio, who had his rant in the first segment. And Khalid and I are so proud of him because Darvio and I are, I'm sorry, Khalid and I are kind of like the OGs of the rant that he's been espousing so far. We've been saying this for years. Khalid and I have been in radio for over 10 years. We've been saying this. And so it's sort of like we were the voice crying in the wind. And so now to have a young man such as Darvio to emote such strong emotions and anger and filibuster what we've been feeling for such a long time. It's like watching, you know, it's like we're eagles and we watch our little nestling, you know, fly for the first time. So it's
you're gonna make me disagree with you just because.
So Khalid, when we came to this segment, you were saying that you wanted to talk about how civically, non-civically minded people are. Yeah. So.
Well, here's the thing. I have a couple of books that talk about the talk against the Electoral College. There's a couple out now that I may or may not get to because I do like to read the other side. This is such an ignorant argument for people who think we should have a popular vote. One, this is the United States. The United States. Prior to the Constitution, we were under the Articles of Confederation. And a confederation and a federation are different. A federation is more tightly joined. Confederation is loosely joined. So we're a loosely joined confederation of independent states who came together under what was known as the United States, and they ratified, each state ratified the Constitution. The states vote for the president, not the quote unquote people, because we are, historically speaking, a United States. The people back in the day were sovereign citizens of their state. They considered themselves to be Virginians and Georgians
And many of them had to own property in order to have the right to vote at that time.
Well, true.
Yeah.
And they considered themselves to be sovereign, united under a central government. So the states choose the president. So we come together, we choose our electors, and we, as a state, vote for that president. You don't have a popular vote because of that reason. And if you don't want the Electoral College, then you might as well get rid of the Senate. Mm-hmm. Because if you have Rhode Island, which is a smaller state with two senators, and you have California, is the largest state with two senators, then why should Rhode Island have the same number of senators as California? You have, if your argument is the Electoral College gives a small states power, then why do we have a Senate? So these people are so ignorant. And off air, Darby, I think you asked a very important question about what, you know, do the Democrat Party, what do they like about the country? They want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to in the filibuster. They want to elect in the Electoral College. And it reminds me of this great line from the movie American Carol, which you have not seen. It came out about 15 years ago. You got to see it. It's a spoof on basically politics in America and so forth. There was a great line from a character who was based on Michael Moore. His name was Michael Malone. He was an America-hating filmmaker. And he said over a conversation with someone in the movie, you know, of course I love America. I just think it needs to be destroyed. and that's how they think. It's like, yeah, we love the country. We just hate this, and this.
Right.
And this right now, if Biden wins the Electoral College and loses the popular vote, for example, I don't know where the numbers are with the popular vote, Darby, or maybe you may know.
Right now Biden's up, it's 50-48, I believe.
Okay, let's just say Biden wins the Electoral College and somehow loses the popular vote. Do you think they're going to be complaining?
No,
of course not. Because they only complain when they lose. Ever since there's only been two elections since in my lifetime, and actually before I was born, where the Democrats did not claim somebody cheated. And that was the George McGovern arse kicking to Nixon, and that was the Ronald Reagan, pasting of Mondale. Yes. That is the only time they didn't claim somebody cheated.
I mean, I think Mondale didn't even win his state, did he? I don't know.
We have to fact check that.
I don't even think he won his state. You know, that's what? Like if that's like me running for president, my mama not voting for me.
I mean, yeah, Reagan won 49 states, didn't he?
Yeah, it was just insane, you know. And they couldn't claim cheating then, but they claimed cheating every other time.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, that was like one of the questions that they had. You know, would there be a peaceful transition? And Donald Trump said, you know, back in 2016, there's never been a peaceful transition of power, because from the moment that he was taking the oath of office, they were claiming that he cheated and that he was not the president. So this behavior, and going back to what Darvio was saying earlier, this behavior is nothing different. It's just more animated now, because the expectation was they thought this was going to be a walk. They thought that there was enough people in the United States that hated Donald Trump, because for past 4 years, they've been droning about how Donald Trump is this or that, or Russian collusion and all this other kind of stuff. And then anything that comes out of with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, they sweep it under the rug. They've been running interference for these candidates, even Kamala Harris. I mean, they're running interference for her. I mean, she was putting black men in jail like dollars at a strip club, right? And so it's just been horrible. And then the media comes out against black men when they find out that more black men are voting for Donald Trump. And then you see these hit articles that are coming out against black men simply because they support Donald Trump.
Oh, I'm gonna talk about that too.
Let's not even talk about Mad Maxine Waters, what she said about her feelings about any black person that voted for Donald Trump. How can these people claim to be Americans? How can these people claim to be Americans? And more importantly, how can they be leaders of the America, right? The United States of America, and they have these kind of views? It's horrible.
It's just, there is so much. We have about a minute and a half left, so I'm gonna save part two until we come back. But it's really bad, man. And I grieve for the country, because we're at a state now that I am afraid that no matter who ends up winning, they're going to be governing over a country that is essentially ungovernable for the next 4 years. And it's there has been a lot of malpractice by a lot of people, and I think the media is public enemy number one on that.
So here's a question, and we'll finish this question and then go into the next segment. But the Senate remains Republican. Does that kind of ease the pain of a Biden Kamala Harris presidency? We'll talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to The Todd Allen Show.
The Todd Allen Show.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lee, host of Marble Halls and Silver Screens with Sarah Lee, a podcast dedicated to exploring the connections, financial, ideological, political, and otherwise, between the Marble Halls of Washington, D.C. and the Silver Screens of Hollywood, California. I bring you the news unfiltered and with a perspective the mainstream press tends to ignore. So I do hope you'll check it out and enjoy the show. Download Marble Halls and Silver Screens with Sarah Lee at Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts today.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
See website for details. The Todd Allen Show.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Todd Allen Show. Darvio, how can our listeners follow you?
At D the Kingpin on all social media platforms, DTHEKINGPIN.
Khalid, how can our listeners follow you?
Khalid Namar on all social media platforms.
Folks, you can follow us at The Todd Allen Show on all social media platforms. Okay. I asked a question at the end of the last segment. And I want to do this. I want to get your answers before we actually talk about some of the lawsuits that are coming down. So the saving grace of this whole thing is the performance of the Republicans, I believe. What are your thoughts on that, Khalid?
I'm sorry. You mean in the Senate?
In the
races?
Senate. Yeah, and even some of the House races. I think that a lot of people were surprised that there were some seats in the House that flipped.
Well, it goes back to what Dario was saying. You know, how is it that in these polls, they were talking about this blue wave and it never materialized? They thought that Trump had damaged damaged the Republican Party so much that he was going to damage the entire down ballot tickets. And that has not happened. As a matter of fact, the opposite has happened. People right. who they thought were, they were telling us were going to lose that were in trouble, like Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, won their races. The only mm-hmm. one that lost that was disappointing was in Arizona, Martha McSally. Mm-hmm. But the Republicans picked up, I think they extended a majority in the Senate. And I think they may have picked up a seat or two in the House. So they've been telling us, and this is what I feel so vindicated today, not only because Darvio has basically co-signed me and validated me, but I have been trashing the media before trashing the media was cool. Because I know that they're garbage. I have mm-hmm. I read a lot of stuff I disagree with, like The Atlantic, like The New Yorker, like The New York Times. I know these people. They are depressing, lying propagandists. Mm-hmm. And they engage in so much nonsense and brainwashing of people that when I have conversations with people, I am stunned at the level of ignorance. But it sounds just like I'm watching television when I listen to them. So right. if you listen to them, the Republicans were going to be so damaged, they were going to get their behinds kicked and possibly lose the Senate. It didn't happen. So Republicans, they're going to be able to throw a monkey wrench into anything that the Biden Kamala Harris administration does. Thank God.
Right, right, yeah. Darvio, let's talk about the lawsuits.
Yeah. So and here again is something that is just amazing to me. And
I want you to add before you talk about this. You have never been, you know, a Trumper, a Trumper thumper.
No.
Okay.
No.
You've never been. I say that for the people who call us a nickel chamber.
Right. There's been things that Trump does that I like. There's been things that he does that I don't like, and we have addressed both of them on this show many times in the past. Let me just break this down. I'm gonna peel the curtain back a little bit. For those of you who don't know, Todd and Khalid know that for me in politics, I pay a lot of attention to numbers. I pay a lot of attention to demographics. I like that's kind of my thing. So there is one thing that I saw off top that made me go, what the hell is going on? Okay. There is in the election, the president got 18% of black men, which is right around where I thought he was going to be. He got 13% in 2016. I thought he would probably this time around get between 15 and 20. He ended up getting 18%. Another shocker that no one expected, because there was so much focused on black men, his numbers among black women went up. He had
really?
He had 4% of black women in 2016. He got almost 10% of black women
oh my.
in 2020. Okay.
Oh my.
That was something no one predicted. No one expected. He won a large share of Hispanic voters. That not only just in Florida, because what the media is trying to do now, just blame it all on Cubans and say it's just the Cuban vote. That's the only vote he got. That's not true.
No.
Perfect example. The reason he won Texas because of Hispanic voters. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden got a larger share of votes. He got a larger vote total in Texas than Hillary Clinton did, but he lost it by a larger margin because Donald Trump got a higher margin of Hispanic voters. There is a border county in Texas that is the most Hispanic county in the United States. And when
Hidalgo?
I think it was Hidalgo. Yep, I think it was.
You mean that's not Lorain, Ohio?
You silly. in this county, in 2016, Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump by 30 points.
Wow.
In 2020, Joe Biden beat Donald Trump by 9 points in that county. So all of that adds up to show that Donald Trump got the largest percentage of the non-white vote of any Republican since Nixon in 1960. So you mean to tell me that a Republican who got the highest share of the non-white vote since the pre-modern era, because the modern era of politics started with the Barry Goldwater election, that's when all the black people left the Republican Party. So, so Trump got the highest share of non-white voters of any Republican since before the modern era, and he still won white men, just with only a little slip off. He won white women again. They had the largest turnout of evangelicals in history. And Joe Biden lost Catholics. And Donald Trump won the highest percentage of the Jewish American vote since the 1980s, of a Republican, since the 1980s. And he's losing the race.
Right.
You can KMA on that. That is that alone, before we get into anything else, that alone is like, I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid.
So you call bovine excrement on that?
It off top. That's before we even get into the stuff going on. Now let's focus here. We got about 2.5 minutes. So let me focus here real quick on Pennsylvania, where I believe the president has one of two of the strongest cases. Okay, so Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvania legislator. And I would love when we come back, because it's probably going to take the rest of the time to explain, but I would love when we come back to get Khalid's thoughts on this from a Constitution's perspective. The Pennsylvania legislator passed a law liberalizing mail-in ballots, but they said the mail-in ballots had to be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court decided they would just change the law and said, no, you can receive ballots up until Friday. And not only that, they don't even have to be timestamped to prove that they were received or going through the mailing process on Election Day. And their excuse for that was, we're in a pandemic. That was literally their legal justification for it. The Trump campaign is alleging that's unconstitutional because according to the Constitution, only the state legislature has the power to determine state election law, not the state court. So they are challenging that in court, and they are arguing that every ballot, any ballot that arrived after 8 p.m. on Election Day should be thrown out.
Invalid.
Mm-hmm. I believe that what they're saying, they have an argument. When they say that what the state Supreme Court did was unconstitutional, in my view, it was. So there was already a case pending in the Supreme Court. And of course, again, because the media is stupid and liars, they told people that the Supreme Court rejected the challenge. No, they didn't. What they did was punt on it until after the election. So it's still a pending case. and they're picking up that case. Now, mm-hmm. at the time when they first looked at the case, it was 4-4. It ain't 4-4 no more because of Amy Coney Barrett. So you could see which way the wind is blowing on this. And we have about 20 seconds. So when we come back, I'll delve more into it. And then Khalid, I really want to get your view on it from the Constitution perspective, what you think of their legal argument.
Well, folks, we'll be right back to the Darvio Morrow Show. The Todd Allen Show after these important messages.
That was good.
The Todd Allen Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It is your friendly neighborhood Simba, Aaron Malik, here to remind you guys to go stream my new single, Tempo, on all streaming platforms. Yes, all of them. I greatly appreciate it. Love you guys.
We rock, we roll, we ride to the tempo. We rock, we roll, we ride to the tempo.
Dance floor where we come alive. Let loose through your limbs, how you feel inside. Mama, take my hand, show me the best you can.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Todd Allen Show.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to the extended version of our coverage of the election here at the Todd Allen Show. Darvio, you're on a roll, man. Just keep going.
So back to Pennsylvania. So they're arguing that that's unconstitutional because the state legislator explicitly said one thing and the state Supreme Court didn't even say, oh, well, that clause is unconstitutional. They didn't make any argument like that. They just changed the law. So the Trump team is going to take that to the Supreme Court. Another issue that they have, and this is something that Rudy Giuliani raised, they did go to court to get an injunction. Philadelphia was not allowing Republican poll watchers to have access to the ballots, which is illegal. And they went to court to get a court order to force Philadelphia to do it. And Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia, defied the court order. And the reason why they defied the court order, now they're appealing it. They're appealing the court order. And the reason why they're appealing the court order is that they're saying that they cannot do this because of COVID. Well, here's the issue. They were making people stand 6 feet apart, right? You're supposed to be 6 feet apart in COVID. They were making the Republican poll watchers stand 30 feet apart. And 40 feet apart, some as many as 100 feet apart. It's a pretty good guess that you can't see much if you're 30, 40, 50, 100 feet apart, right? From where the actual ballots are being counted. So I believe, if I'm not mistaken, a federal judge intervened again and is making them add the Republican poll watchers. So we'll see what happens with that. But basically, what Rudy Giuliani is saying, and I don't know if they're going to take this argument to the Supreme Court or not yet, but Rudy Giuliani is arguing that every ballot that was cast when they were being prevented, when the Republican poll watchers were being prevented from watching those ballots, should be thrown out.
So, and is Biden ahead in Philadelphia or in Pennsylvania?
And not yet, but everybody expects him to catch up at some point because of Philadelphia. So
he was way behind, wasn't he?
Trump was winning by over 700,000 votes. And so people expect him to catch up at some point because of Philadelphia. So, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So it's like, yo, I saw somebody make a very good point. And this is somebody that was not even from here. They said this on Twitter, the city of Cleveland had a 50% turnout for the election, but the city of Milwaukee had a higher turnout than when Obama was running. Come on. Like, it's just Biden underperformed in every major urban metropolitan area, except for Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
What states are those in? Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, Michigan.
Wisconsin and Michigan. Mm-hmm. The most highly contested, the states that everybody knew would decide this election. So they have a case there. In Nevada, they've actually started to make, the lawyers there are filing a lawsuit, and they've made a case that, and they've actually like put out some things that people can see at this point. They believe that there were, I heard this morning, up to and over 10,000 voters who voted in Nevada who do not live in Nevada. They have, now mind you, Joe Biden is up about 11,000 votes in Nevada right now. There's also a state law that says that you have to be a resident of Nevada for 30 days
mm-hmm.
before you can vote. If you have not been a Nevada resident for 30 days, casting a ballot is illegal.
It's illegal. Mm-hmm.
And the campaign alleges that there are people who have been casting ballots who are not Nevada residents for 30 days. So it's going to, I believe in those two cases in particular, in Nevada and Pennsylvania, the Trump team has what I consider to be strong legal arguments. And this is, again, my issue with the media, because again, the media is telling people that these lawsuits are frivolous. They don't have a case. And if it ends up going to court and they win it, it's going to set people off. So Khalid, what's your thoughts on their legal argument?
Well, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. If the states cannot decide election law, the legislator has the authority to do that for the Constitution. And once this gets to the Supreme Court in front of people who actually understand legal text, which we have at least four people on the court who do. that should be pretty straightforward, you know.
And they're not liberal.
No. And also there was a similar case where in Pennsylvania, not similar, but I'll say this, it involved the state attempting to resolve the gerrymandering issue in federal court. And what happened was the states lost because the Supreme Court ruled it was not a federal government issue. It's a political question, basically, for them to decide whether gerrymandering is, you know, legal or not. They have to work that out amongst themselves. Whenever you try to kick something up to the Supreme Court that's expressly meant for the states, you're going to get the same result, provided you have people on the court who understand, you know, basic.
Because what you basically saw in Pennsylvania is that you basically saw people legislating from the bench.
Right. Yeah. In a way that was blatantly, in my view, blatantly unconstitutional, because the Constitution gives the right of state election law to the state legislators. Is that correct, Khalid?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. And what's happening? And the states elect the president. That's correct.
Right. Go ahead, Khalid.
Yeah. And in the states, you know, they choose their electors. They set the manner of like, for instance, they can set their own primaries. They can move them up or down. They could, you know, they determine the entire process when it comes to federal elections and federal and local elections. So we have federal oversight, but the manner in which these elections take place is up to the states. So what you have now, this was a setup from the very beginning where you had a series of cases in several states that we talked about, Michigan, Pennsylvania, among others, that were setting the stage for people to mail in ballots 4 or 5 days after the election. Then that was a recipe for... yeah, exactly. I mean, it was just, are you kidding me?
Don't know who the president is.
Exactly. I mean, it was several states that were already setting the table for this. They are trying to give the Democrats their best possible chance to win. I'm surprised that they won't allow votes to go in until the new year. I mean, why not?
Right. You know? And real quick, we got to go to break, but I just want to say this. I can't recall the last time in election history where the party in power lost the presidency, but kept the Senate and gained seats in the House. I think you have to go back like 40, 50 years to see that. That should tell you something right there. Like something's not right.
Yeah, folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Todd Allen Show.
The Todd Allen Show. Show.
Yo, it's your man. It's your best friend, David. Check out my new single, Looking for Love, available right now on all platforms. Peace.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back, folks, to the second hour of the Todd Allen Show. We're in studio with Khalid Damar and Darvio Moro. This show has been very enjoyable because this has been, it's sort of like the birth of a new child. To see Darvio having come a long way in listening and basically learning at the feet of Khalid and I for these past.
This is ridiculous.
Now I understand how Plato and Aristotle felt when their students with. So let's, we're going to continue this second hour, because I know Darvio, I mean, you got the first round in, and so now we were talking about the different lawsuits. Let me ask you this: what is going on in Michigan, in your view?
So there is some funny business going on in the counts, especially in Detroit. Detroit is another place where they are not allowing Republican poll watchers to watch the ballots, which in and of itself should send up a warning signal, because if everything you're doing is correct, you shouldn't have a problem with Republican observers watching the counting of the ballots. So that is in and of itself right there. But I do want to touch on something real quick, because I'm hearing and seeing people just saying, how dare you accuse us of stealing the election? And we act like that's something that has never happened before. So let me just tell you real quick, because most people don't know history. If you go back to the 1960 election, the Democrats stole that election. Most historians acknowledge that today. It's pretty clear that was Richard Nixon versus John F. Kennedy. That the Democrats stole that election. They stole that election in Chicago, which is what tipped Illinois. And they stole it in Texas back when they still ran Texas. I mean, the mob was involved in it. You've heard people, you can go on YouTube and see you know, former mob guys who talk about that, who talk about how they used the unions and all of that to vote rig to get John F. Kennedy elected. So we act like, and it's partially because nobody knows any history, we act like, oh, that is just, that could never happen. Like there's been voter fraud before. The Democrats have stolen an election before. They've done this before. That's number one. Number two, two of the cities where they're having the biggest three of them really, the irregularities, Las Vegas, Detroit, and Philadelphia, are known for political corruption.
Right.
They're known for all three of them, Las Vegas, Philadelphia, and Detroit. That's not new. So people are like, well, we shouldn't even take a look at it. Why not? There's clearly things there are places where there are more people who have voted than registered voters. Right. You have in Michigan, they are finding thousands of people who were over 100 years old voting, which leads you to believe they're probably dead. There's a lot of irregularities in Michigan as well.
Khalid, what are your thoughts about why they've stopped counting in certain states, and we still don't know, you know, who has won? You know, like South Carolina, Georgia, Alaska. I mean, what are your thoughts?
Well, the simple answer is because Biden was ahead in some of these areas, and they don't want Trump to get any more votes. So it's like, oh well, that's like, you know, back in the day when you had a lot of discrimination against you know, black fighters, where if he was beating the crap out of a white fighter, they just let the fight continue, hoping that he would pull through. And as soon as the black guy got in trouble, the fight would be over. They just stop it. You know, it's like, oh, enough of that. You know.
Right.
So this basically, they are rooting these states. They are pulling for Biden to win. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And it's so apparent that I'm wondering, why has this electoral vote or electoral count stayed at 264 to what, 214?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm curious, because if Trump has won North Carolina, Georgia, and what is it? Florida, Texas, and I think he's leading in Pennsylvania, Alaska. You mean to tell me he's stuck at 214?
Yeah, they haven't called. They still, I don't know why, they should have called Alaska the day of. Everybody knows that was going to go for Trump. They called, for example, they called California as soon as California, it's about their polls
closed.
They're open, as soon as the polls open.
you can call Alaska too. Joe Biden is not winning Alaska. That's just number one. Number two, the thing that was real interesting about North Carolina is Trump has a pretty significant lead in North Carolina with 95% of the vote in. And the people in North Carolina decided, hey, we're not going to release any more vote totals until November 12th. What the hell? Where they do that at?
Yeah, I mean, what it is, listen, here's what actually makes me more mad than anything other than just blatant corruption, is when someone is doing something to you and they're looking at you and lying to you and say they're not doing it.
Yeah, watching gaslighting. Yeah.
I'm watching you like climb out of my window with my television set, and you're asking me, what am I staring at?
Right.
It's insane.
Right. That was good. That was good. Yeah.
And I'll say this, one more thing about, there's news, and I said this at our talk last week, Liberty Lounge, check it out on YouTube, Dan Messina and I. I said there's news and there's information, and not all information makes the news, and not all news is information. You have a lot of garbage, a lot of junk that goes for news. It's something that a historian, Neil Borstein, called back in the 60s pseudo events, where they report stuff to you that has no significance whatsoever, and they disguise it as news, and it's really nothing newsy about it. So you have real information that we try to give on this show, that bucks the trends of what you're seeing on television. You weren't seeing, and I shared this information with people because I could see that Trump was picking up votes among Hispanic voters, but all they report is a number of Hispanic voters who don't like him. Mm-hmm. So you're getting a skewed view of what's actually going on. You're getting news and not necessarily information.
You're getting editorial. Yep.
So now people know that the
people
know that the news they've been getting has been trash.
Right, and like you said, Khalil, you've been talking about Hispanics. I've been sounding the alarm about Black voters all year. About Black men in particular all year. So you're right. Like we've been like one of the only people covering that.
Yeah, because this information, you know, people watch news, it's trash. You know what I have dreams about? Crashing the, like, one of these large journalist conventions, locking the doors and screaming at them for about an hour.
That sounds like Antifa. Sounds like you're part of Antifa. Yeah. Well, one of the things I want to talk about, and that kind of bothers me, and I know we just have less than a minute or so, is how white liberals and Black women just totally disrespect the Black men in our ideas and our thought process. And Khalid, you had brought up that there was actually a PSA that used strippers as part of a PSA to get the Black men to go out and vote.
I
saw that, and we know that white liberals for a long period of time, even in television programs, that they have actually had Black men as buffoons. And I look at something like this, and I'm like, what in the world? What kind of message are people really saying about Black men when they put these hit articles out and when they do some stuff like this? And we'll talk more about that when we come back after these messages. Folks, you're listening to The Todd Allen Show.
The Todd Allen Show. Show.
Do you feel like everyone is yelling at each other, but no one is listening to each other or themselves? I'm Kira Davis, host of Just Listen to Yourself, a weekly exercise in critical thinking and drawing our talking points all the way out to their logical conclusions. Because I believe when we take the time to examine our own talking points, we can realize we're not always saying what we think we're saying. Download Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Todd Allen Show.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Todd Allen Show. Khalid, I was before the break, I was talking about how white liberals and Black women are just basically they treat Black men as if we're buffoons for whatever reason. And then it also goes into the Black Lives Matter movement, where when you look at the women who created the Black Lives Matter and the idea that they wanted to kind of disband the nuclear family, where they want to have the children and the women, but they weren't even talking about the men. And then you have this PSA that talks about get your booty to the polls. And then you have strippers that are actually, it's a PSA to get to convince Black men to go vote, probably Democratic, what are your thoughts on that whole piece?
Well, my take on it is so much for the Me Too movement. Right. Because you had this whole movement which chose to, sort of erase the sexualization of women in so many different levels. You've had the swimsuit competition removed from the beauty pageants, I think Miss USA. You've had the objectification and sexualization of women on trial for the past couple of years. However, it's all thrown out the window to get rid of Trump. They have never cared about these groups. The evidence is overwhelming. It is overwhelming that the women who don't get attention when they're allegedly raped or groped versus the ones who do. If you have a Republican in your sights, such as John Kavanaugh or Donald Trump or some other Republican, you're going to get like national media mainstream attention. If you accuse the governors, lieutenant governors of Virginia or Cory Booker or whomever, then they don't have a comment on it. These women, it's okay to objectify, sexualize these Black women when you're trying to get people to go out and vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. It's all a fraud. They don't care about these groups. They use these groups, meaning Blacks, women, gays, whomever, to gain power. I took a grassroots leadership training a few years ago. And one thing that, you know, when you study the history of movements, there's an adage that the issue is never the issue. It is always some underlying issue. Black Lives Matter isn't about Black lives. The fight for 15 isn't about $15 minimum wage. That's a union swelling communist backed movement, because union numbers have been dwindling. They need new members, so they go after fast food workers. The issue is never the issue. And so this ad just goes to show you that the left will objectify women, use racism, and use sex for their own ends when they choose to. But they will burn your house down if you choose to do it.
Correct. Correct. Darvio, thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's just it's just really crazy to me when I see a lot of these hit pieces that have been written about Black men, because Donald Trump got 18% of Black men, which is right around where I predicted on this show he would get. I said he'd get between 15 and 20, and he got 18. But A, nobody's saying that he doubled. Nobody's talking about the fact that he doubled his number among Black women. That's number one. Number two, they're not addressing the issue at hand, the reason why they lost these votes. Now it's about, oh, it's because Trump fed Black men disinformation and all this, again, calling Black men stupid. And instead of addressing the issue, the fact of the matter is this: the Democrats have been telling people that demography is destiny, right? That as America gets browner and less white, that was going to put in a permanent majority for Democrats. Mm-hmm. Now they're starting to see that's not necessarily true. Because if you look at the numbers, the fact of the matter is the Democratic Party has been losing their share of Black men and Hispanics in every single midterm and presidential election since the high water mark of 2008. So it peaked with Obama, and it's been going down in every election since. And then you end up with 2020, where Donald Trump, of all people, got the largest share of the non-white vote of any Republican since 1960. So if the Democrats still refuse to address the reason why they're losing these Black men, it's not just, oh, because they like Trump's attitude, and, you know, Trump is a baller and all that. There's some of that. Black men do like that. You know, Donald Trump has been mentioned positively in rap songs about 50 times before he ran for president. So some Black men do like that. But there's real policy issues that Black men have had with the Democratic Party, and they refuse to address it. They want to blame it on other stuff. And I know you had a point, Khalid. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to correct myself. I'm Kavanaugh. It's Brett Kavanaugh. I think John Kavanaugh used to play in the NFL or something. Justice Brett Kavanaugh was talking about. And I'll say this, again, the media is providing you a narrative, not information. And so many people don't even understand how to consume the media. The media is like eating food. Because anything that feeds your mind as well as your body, you have to have some discernment as to what you put into it. And most people do not understand how to consume media. They just don't. And what they're feeding you is they're the kings of disinformation, certainly misinformation, and they're feeding you an agenda. And you're getting a skewed view of reality when you watch these clowns tell you that, it's snowing outside when it's actually 85 degrees and sunny. Mm-hmm. And you run out of the house, with your winter coat on, and you're shocked, what it's actually like when you get outside, because you've been listening to these fools.
Well, and you know what else? What else, Khalid? Also, I think people, and I said this on Facebook the other day, you know, just because you see a person on TV with a suit and a tie doesn't make them Walter Cronkite. Like, I think people still look at some of these folks on TV as if they're real legitimate journalists. And most of the time, yeah, they're not.
They're not journalists.
They're pundits.
All.
They're right. Pundits. They're pundits. Yeah. They're commentators. They're editorialists. They're not journalists. And
well, let me ask you guys this.
Think that they're watching Peter Jennings.
Let me ask you guys
this. As a matter of fact, go ahead. Go ahead. I'll bring up.
What happened to Fox News? I mean, if they're not drinking the CNN, MSNBC Kool-Aid, then, you know, I don't know what flavor it is. I mean, I thought it was red. But
I can tell you what happened to them. They are overcompensating for being considered a pro-Trump network. So they've swung all the way. I won't say all the way, but they've swung a little bit over.
They're leftist at this point.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say they're leftist. No, I wouldn't say that. That's a little.
No, you
they
wouldn't say.
They're left of center. They're left of center.
I wouldn't even call them left of center. They're closer to the center. Put it like that.
Yeah,
but no, I mean, I do agree with Khalid that they're probably overcompensating a little bit.
Yeah.
But you also have to remember this too, and I'll say this quickly because we got 30 seconds. You also have to remember too that, you know, Trump is a different phenomenon. Like with what we saw in this election, regardless of the outcome, that coalition that Trump built is a different coalition. It's a different Republican Party. So there's a lot of old Republicans who are not comfortable with that new direction. So you're gonna see that. You're gonna see that. Trump
called the Lincoln Project.
Go to break time.
Folks, we'll be right back. You're listening to the Todd Allen
Show. The Todd Allen Show. Show.
Did Paul Revere really say the British are coming? And how was George Washington chosen to lead the first American army? Join us for the Growing Patriot Podcast, a place for curious kids to ask the big questions about our nation's history and get kid-friendly answers from the country's top experts. Help your child learn about and cherish America's exceptional history. Subscribe to Growing Patriots on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts today.
The Todd Allen Show.
Back, folks, you're listening to the Todd Allen Show. You can find us at the Todd Allen Show on all social media platforms. Darvio, how can our listeners follow you?
At D the Kingpin on all social media platforms, DTHEKINGPIN.
And Khalid.
Khalid Namar on all social media platforms.
Awesome. So we've been talking about this this election. We know it's going to the courts. The one thing I'm confused about, maybe you guys can help me with, is Arizona in play or is it out of play? Is it Biden? I mean, where is Arizona at this point? What's going on with Arizona?
So I believe Arizona is in play. They are saying that it could, you know, turn out for Trump. Fox and the AP called it for Biden really early. It's basically the presidency right there. If Trump is not able to pull it out in Arizona, it's going to be very difficult for him to win, barring some other unforeseen circumstances or winning some of these court cases in these other states. Like I mentioned earlier, I do believe he has a very strong case in Pennsylvania. I think he potentially has a strong case in Nevada as well. They've also filed lawsuits in Michigan. That's going to be dependent upon, you know, what kind of evidence they can show. And in Wisconsin, they've asked for a full recount. So barring those things, if any of those things don't go his way, you know, the election is really on Arizona, because if he wins Arizona or Nevada, and Nevada is very close right now as well, he has to win either Arizona or Nevada. If he wins one of those, and then carries North Carolina, where he's currently in the lead, carry Georgia. Georgia's most likely going to end up in a recount. And if he's able to hold on to Pennsylvania, that'll make him president.
Khalid, thoughts?
Well, I mean, Dario, you know, pretty much nailed everything as to what's hanging in balance. It's really straightforward. I really, though, want people to understand, at least on the Republican side, how Colorado, and I think Biden won Colorado, was flipped blue over the last 10 years. They actually, you have to give it to the left, they did a pretty good job of flipping a formerly red state blue. And now you have Arizona, which on this electoral map, they're calling it a Biden win. It's blue. Texas is not red yet. Texas used to be a blue state about 25 years ago. And it could very well change with all the Californians in there and all the out of state folks. And, you know, now we have Arizona, which could potentially go red. I mean, go blue. This is a pretty big deal going forward into future elections. Now, Florida, I'm glad Trump held on to Florida this election. A lot of people were thinking he was gonna lose Florida. And we were always told you have to win Ohio in order to win the presidency. Well, Trump has won Ohio and now the presidency hangs in the balance. He won Texas, huge state, but I think they have 33 electoral votes, something like that. Mm-hmm. He won Florida, always a key state. Oh, you gotta win Florida. Well, he's won all the three big states and he's still hanging in the balance. I think where he went wrong is in these trade or farm belt states, Midwest states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois. Those are the areas he needed to hold on to, which he did not. If he had held on to those, yeah,
we'd be having this discussion right now.
Yeah.
Like he would have been that was the election right there. Now, again, I do want to preface this by saying the Trump team is alleging that there was fraud taking place in those states. As a matter of fact, Eric Trump said on Twitter, I want to quote him, wait until you see what we are uncovering. So well, maybe he did win those states. We'll see. But I just wanted to make that caveat. They are the Trump team is alleging that it was fraud in those states, and we'll see in court.
Well, I think overwhelmingly, the Democrats woefully underestimated the American population, and they took them for granted. And as you keep saying, Darvio, the Democratic Party and the media thinks that people are stupid, and anyone that supporting the president. They classify you as stupid. They classify you as unwashed. They classify you as the armpit of American
and then they
society.
And then they wonder why they can't persuade anybody. They wonder why they continue. This is a race that they thought was going to be a blowout, and it's going to be decided. It's going to be so close that it's going to be decided in court. Like, this is why you can't persuade anybody, because you have people, and I talked about this on Facebook, you have people that live in their silos, that cut people from their social circles who disagree with them politically. And then you wonder why you don't understand what half of the country is thinking. That's why you don't understand what half of the country is thinking. That's why you can have a situation where Donald Trump could still possibly end up winning this thing in a race that you thought was going to be a blowout for Biden. And the thing that just that amazes me is nobody ever has any sense of introspection at all. Nobody ever sits and thinks, maybe I should self-examine. Maybe it's some stuff I'm not understanding about the rest of the people that I'm in the country with. Like, right. Nobody just stops and says, hey, you know what? Maybe I need to look at some things. If you were, and I'm gonna just talk to the average listener. If you, whatever job you have, if you're a doctor, if you're a dentist, if you work at McDonald's, if you work at Walmart, if you were as wrong in your job as the media and pollsters are in theirs, you would have been fired yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've or never seen
malpractice.
People, right, I'm, right, or sue for malpractice. I've never seen more people continue to get paid and get national platforms for and continue to be so wrong.
Next, you mean besides Stephen A. Smith?
Besides sports commentators, right?
but see, something happened along the way during this election, and Darvio, you and I spoke about it, and I kind of want to make mention of it because I want my friend Khalid to talk about this as well. That Khalid and I have been the OGs of talking about a lot of this stuff, but now you have these new black folk, which are now saying the same thing that Khalid and I have been saying for a long period of time, and they're getting some shine. Well, what about us, right? What have we been saying this whole time? Khalid, you and I have been saying this for years, right? And so now what happens is that you have these new school peoples, that are coming in, but yet these new hotep people coming in and saying these different things, saying the same thing that you and I have been saying for a long time, Khalid, and they're getting some run. Can we get we invented the game, and we can't win a Naismith Award for creating the game? I mean, come
no,
on,
well,
man.
What award did you tell me that you and Khalid was gonna get? Y'all was gonna get the Lifetime Achievement Award, the one they give to the old people.
right. You know, I mean, you see,
y'all get the same award next, right? Y'all get the award that Little Richard got. You know what I'm saying? He ain't get no credit for his role in the founding of rock and roll. But they gave right. him his award later after the fact. Right. He got all old and stuff.
Right. And this is amazing. I mean, and then you have, you know, Professor I can't remember.
Yeah, he's just not like a Republican thing. These days. It's wild. It's just real interesting. But I think, again, and this is the one point I wanted to make is I think there's been so many times where people think that every black person thinks a certain way. And part of it is because a lot of the black people that you see, it's like the most liberal, the most progressive black people in America are the ones on television, right? Mm-hmm. And so the people on television, the commentators, the columnists, and all that kind of stuff. And so a lot of times people get this skewed view of black folks, and then they end up being like, I'll make this real quick. I saw Charles Blow on Twitter just talking about how devastated he was.
New York Times,
yep. How devastated he was that 18% of black men have voted for Trump and 8% of black women have voted for Trump. People have been saying that all year that was going to happen, but you don't listen. So,
well, not only that, I mean, the thing is this, that black people have never been a monolith. You know, we all have different types of views, different values, different beliefs. But people that have views which are more closely related to us, we're going to vote for them. But we don't get any representation from that. Folks, you're listening to The Todd Allen Show.
The Todd Allen Show.
Hi, my name is Sarah Lee, host of Marble Halls and Silver Screens with Sarah Lee, a podcast dedicated to exploring the connections, financial, ideological, political, and otherwise, between the Marble Halls of Washington, D.C. and the Silver Screens of Hollywood, California. I bring you the news unfiltered and with a perspective the mainstream press tends to ignore. So I do hope you'll check it out and enjoy the show. Download Marble Halls and Silver Screens with Sarah Lee at Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts today.
The Todd Allen Show.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to The Todd Allen Show. One thing I want to say about us here at The Todd Allen Show, talking about Khalid and I and Dr. Barbio, is that, yes, we are black men, and we are conservative, but there's one thing about us that we are not ashamed of when we talk about certain things as it relates to being conservative and being black. We're not ashamed about being black. You know, while being conservative, the thing that we care most about is our community in people that have the same mindset and the people that have the same value systems that we do. We may not all agree here at the Todd Allen Show, but we have respect for one another and we do respect our community. And I think that that's one of the things that makes us different than some of the other pundits that are out there who may look like us, but may not, who may look like us and may sound like us, but they ain't us. With that said, I'd like to go into the You Big Dummy.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
Stupid!
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
You big dummy!
Okay, first of all, I would like to give shout out to the hip-hop industry. Because second to Florida, they have provided the most content for this segment.
Oh, boy.
All right.
All righty. This is this is a great story. This is awesome, awesome story. We need to do a You Big Dummy Hip Hop edition. Because okay. Rapper who bragged about unemployment benefits scam in music video arrested for allegedly bilking COVID-19 jobless relief program.
Oh my God.
Wow.
A rapper who boasted a YouTube music video about getting rich from committing unemployment benefits fraud was arrested on federal charges of carrying out that very scheme by fraudulently applying for more than $1.2 million in jobless benefits.
Oh my goodness.
Including by using stolen identities.
So he went all the way. Like, he didn't even just, he didn't commit fraud by a couple thousand. Like,
$1.2 million in jobless benefits.
Oh my goodness.
Antonio Baines, 31.
So he's been brought up on federal charges, yes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you've been
the feds hardly miss, man. They're like the Sammy Sosa trying to hit home runs, man. They don't miss.
Often. And they're not playing with these PPP loans, man. I've been hearing about a lot of people getting these PPP loans and buying Cadillacs and buying like stop that. Like they are not playing when it comes to these PPP loans. Just and then when you got bragging about it. What is this, like the third story, Khalid, that you've done like this?
Third or fourth.
It's just ridiculous. Stop telling on yourself.
So, I mean, what? Did he need this money so that he can do a new album in the studio, go into the studio? I mean, what's up with that? I mean, who is this guy? I mean, is he famous? I mean, Darvio, you would know more about this guy than I do.
Oh,
I mean,
man, I don't know. What did they give him? Did they give his rap name, Khalid?
Yes.
What is it?
He goes by the stage name of Nuke Bizzle of Memphis, Tennessee.
But he
currently lives in Hollywood Hills.
Oh, wow. So he was like living high on the hill, like really living it up off of that money. To be in Hollywood Hills, y'all know that ain't cheap.
Yeah, he exploited the pandemic unemployment assistance provision of the CARES Act, which is designed to expand access to unemployment benefits to self-employed workers. According to an affidavit filed with the complaint, Baines possessed and used debit cards preloaded with unemployment benefits administered by the California Employees Development Department. The debit cards were used in names of third parties, including identity theft victims. The applications for debit cards listed addresses to which Baines had access in Beverly Hills and Koreatown. Evidence gathered during the investigation established at least 92 debit cards that have been preloaded with more than $1.2 million and fraudulently obtained benefits were mailed to these addresses. According to the affidavit, Baines and his co-schemers allegedly accessed more than $704,000 of these benefits through cash withdrawals, including Las Vegas, as well as purchases of merchandise and services. So basically, he had an account. Now here's a video about the video. The affidavit further alleges that Baines bragged about his ability to defraud the EDD in a music video posted on YouTube. In his postings in his Instagram account under the handles Nuke Bizzler and Nuke Bizzle 23, For example, Baines appears in a music video called EDD, in which he boasts about, quote, doing my swagger for EDD and holding up a stack of envelopes from EDD, getting rich by going to the bank with a stack of these, presumably in reference to the debit cards that come in the mail. Oh my God. A second rapper in the video intones, you gotta sell cocaine, I just file a claim.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So he was arrested in Las Vegas, which he had in his possession 8 debit cards, 7 of which were the names of other persons.
Wow.
This is why we're not respected by the Democratic Party.
All right, we got 30 seconds. Khalid, what's his name again?
Fontrell Antonio Baines, otherwise known as Nuke Bizzle. You are the dummy of the week.
Yeah. Nuke Embezzle.
Oh, Lord. So, we got like 10 seconds. Go ahead, Todd.
Folks, we are what we continually do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Until next time, you're listening to The Todd Allen Show. Take care. Todd Allen Radio.
Radio Network. First-class broadcasting worldwide.